The tunes may be groovy, but stock buybacks certainly are not. My special guest on today's edition of Maggie and the Millionaires is University of Massachusetts economics professor Bill Lozanek. He wrote a book for the Harvard, an article for the Harvard Business Review titled Profits Without Prosperity, Stock Buybacks Manipulate the Market and Leave Most Americans Worse Off. And since the time he published that article, it has only gotten worse with these buybacks. To level set here, again, buybacks are when a corporation buys its own stock back from the open market. By doing so, they are simply taking money, profits from the company, and putting it into the hands of shareholders. As a result, it basically artificially inflates the stock price, for one, and two, there is no profits to help workers get paid more, to help innovate, or to pay taxes, for example. Bill, we were talking about potential solutions or what can be done about these. You have actually proposed banning stock buybacks. Why isn't this like an easy no-brainer? It's just basically financial manipulation to extract cash from companies.
Yeah. So first of all, once it's understood that that's what is going on, it seems to me it should be a no-brainer. And it's basically, just to actually summarize what we're talking about before, I actually use a term companies used to retain and reinvest. Now they downsize and distribute. That really captures it. They've gone from value creation to value extraction. Okay, so we want to ban these. Now, the fact is that the rule that allows companies to do these buybacks, billions and billions a year in some cases, is called Rule 10b-18. It was passed by the Securities and Exchange Commission in November 1982 under the radar. There was just one article, it was a good article, but just one article in the media, Wall Street Journal, about it. And basically, it's something that most people didn't even know was going on until, frankly, I started writing about it. Other people wrote about it, but people wrote about, oh, this is great. It's propping up the stock prices. Okay, and it was all this shareholder value movement that I've been critical of since actually the mid-1980s, and I saw it emerge. As I followed this along, it was easy for me once I discovered where this came from and why they were allowed to just say, okay, Ronald Reagan got elected in 1981 on a platform of deregulating the economy. The Chicago School captured the Securities Exchange Commission, which they did. And they said, the buybacks are great. It just puts more money into the stock market. And this is just going to be wonderful for the economy. It's wonderful for making people rich. Okay, now that it's been explained, it turned out, particularly after I wrote that article in Harvard Business Review, I've been doing the research for a long time before then, there were some people listening. And one of the people who listened was Tammy Baldwin, the senator from Wisconsin, right there. She has actually, since 2018, based on this research and with a lot of consultation with me and my colleagues, has what you call the Reward Work Act, which would reward workers by having them make sure that they have a say in things by having them on the boards of all publicly traded companies, and ban stock buybacks simply by rescinding that Rule 10b-18. That Rule 10b-18 has never been actually vetted in Congress. It's just something that the SEC put in place and was going unquestioned, and now it's not unquestioned. And people like Chuck Schumer has come out and said he wanted to ban buybacks. Joe Biden, when he was vice president, he was a big fan of that Harvard Business Review article. He had to quiet down a bit once he became president. I guess he didn't want to crash the stock market. But he was going around talking about these. And there is that easy solution. It's not screwing over shareholders. If you are a pension fund, you should want this, because it means that the people who are paying in pensions, they're getting a stream of dividends, and they are going to be, there's going to be a company there for the future if and when you buy the stock. Okay. So the problem are the CEOs are making out like bandits with their stock-based pay, and I could go into that for a long time.
That's a whole nother show,
right? Yeah. But the people are getting rich out of this, but it's screwing over
workers,
the working class and the middle class, and even many people who you know, are making a decent income, because often it means that when they run into a problem after done tens of billion of buybacks, like a company like Intel, like a company like Boeing, like a company of GE, we've done lots and lots of studies of these things, individual companies that we call it kind of great to gone, you know.
I want to hammer those two things just a bit. What you just said was great to gone. And what you mean when you say that, Bill, is you take a great, great company, when they engage in these repetitive billion-dollar plus buybacks, it effectively is robbing the company of the very capital it needs to reinvest so that the company can continue to grow and innovate and, oh yes, pay people a fair and living wage. That's what great to gone means. And what you pointed out just a moment ago, I wanted to also emphasize, and that is that large institutional investors, so if you're sitting at home and you're listening to this and you're like, well, I got stock in my 401k or my pension fund invest, it is better for us small investors for buybacks to be banned because of what we just talked about. Because if they're banned, companies will have that profit, again, paying living wages, working people make up and drive the consumer-driven economy that we have, and it will require the businesses, at least there'll be more incentive, to reinvest, innovate, and grow the business. Those things are intimately intertwined. If you ain't a billionaire or an activist investor or a hedge fund, right, buybacks aren't helping you. They are hurting you. We guarantee it.
So this legislation that Tammy Baldwin reintroduced in 2019, I think it's been most recently introduced in the House in 2023. It's there. Of course, there's lots of things there that we should do, but it's there and people know about it. Now, unfortunately, the way it's gone is as part of the Inflation Reduction Act 2 years ago, there's a 1% tax on buybacks. That's nonsense. You're not trying to get revenue out of these things.
Yeah.
And so, and now there's advocating a 4% tax. Biden had that in the State of the Union address, and now Kamala Harris is talking about that. But I say, okay, if you're going to tax buybacks, tax them like they're cigarettes. They're toxic.
Yes.
At 40%, and then every company that continues to do buybacks, they have to have a banner going across their website continuously, stock buybacks kill the middle class.
I love it, Bill.
And the fact is, go ahead. Take it out of the game. Go to the SEC, made a bad decision 42 years ago. They didn't know what they were doing, or they knew what they were doing. They were trying to make the rich rich under Reagan, and just get rid of them. You might have to gradually get rid of them, but get rid of them, and you will change. Not everything will work out all great all of a sudden, but a whole prime source of the income of the top 1/10 of 1% and the way they make more money out of money will disappear.
This isn't productive gains. It's just money from money. It's financial gamesmanship that doesn't encourage true economic growth, doesn't help the middle class, and doesn't help these businesses move into the next generation. It happens so much. The scale of this is truly shocking. The Global Economy Project, Bill, just dropped a report today. One of the statistics that they shared to this exact point, Bill, was this. Lowe's, everybody knows Lowe's, it's the competitor to Home Depot. Lowe's employs about 285,000 people nationwide. They have spent $42.6 billion in stock buybacks. To make that number real for people that are listening, that amount of buybacks, if they had been banned, as Bill and I are suggesting is the correct solution, as Senator Tammy Baldwin knows is the correct solution, has introduced legislation to accomplish that. That $42.6 billion in stock buybacks is enough to have given each of the 285,000 employees an annual bonus of $30,000, not once, not twice, not three, not four, but 5 years in a row. Consider this further. Lowe's pays folks, the median pay at Lowe's is $33,000 a year, which is not enough. It is below the median cost of living for a single person with no children. Imagine the people lifted out of poverty, brought forward, not struggling every day, if Lowe's had simply done what they should do, invest in their workers, which is what truly drives the value of most companies. Truly shocking, Bill. Closing thoughts for folks listening, Bill. I got to let you go. I'd love to have you back. We can talk about CEO pay and anything else you want. I love all of this. Thank you, Bill, for your time. Closing thoughts for the audience.
Well, I'll just say that anybody interested, I get a lot of funding for my nonprofit, Academic Industry Research Network from the Institute for New Economic Thinking. And just Google on my name, INET, and you'll find lots and lots of articles, lots and lots of things. Some are more in the weeds, some are more accessible, but you can read all you want about this. There's a lot of stuff out there that we've written.
His name is Bill Lazonik. That's spelled Lazonick. He's a professor of economics at the University of Massachusetts. He knows, and now you know, that stock buybacks should be banned, not just taxed, banned because they do nothing for the middle class. You can find on YouTube, Bill explains all this again in case you missed any of it in like 4 minutes or less on YouTube. Google or YouTube Bill's name, again, Lazonick. And guess what his YouTube video is titled? Banning buybacks. It's that simple, folks. Bill, before I let you go, my producer, Brian, wanted to talk to you about something that happened with these buybacks in Kimberly-Clark.
Yeah, so back in 2018, right after the Trump tax cuts went into effect and things, Kimberly-Clark went ahead and threatened to and did end up closing two of their plants, resulting in about losing about 600 jobs in north central Wisconsin. At the same time, that exact same year, in fact, the year beforehand and the year afterwards, every quarter, they invested about $200 million in stock buybacks. So at the same time as they are stock buybacks, they are closing two factories in the middle of the state. At the same time, they were asking the state for money to subsidize keeping those factories open.
Yeah, that's what I mean by downsize and distribute. And the other point I think you're raising there is once they go down that route, they look for every way that they can raise profits, have more money to pay out to shareholders that isn't value creation. So the price gouge.
Yes.
They argue they need lower taxes. That was the Trump tax cuts. It was all about, we need lower taxes. So they actually said, so we do buybacks and we'll make the stock market great, great again, whatever.
All hogwash.
But that story, the story of Kimberly-Clark, is told over and over and over again. And they're threatened with a takeover, or the executive wants to get their pay up. They're on the way out, and they don't care about the workers. They care about the money that's going into their pockets.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Bill. Again, special guest for Maggie and the Millionaires this Thursday edition, Bill Lazonik, economics professor from the University of Massachusetts. We now know what we should be demanding is that companies retain and reinvest, not downsize and distribute. We also know that Tammy Baldwin's doing something about it. In 2018, she introduced the Reward Work Act to put workers on corporate boards of public companies and to ban buybacks. Hashtag ban buybacks. Let's get it started, shall we? Thanks again, Bill. When we come back, friends, I'm going to be joined by Civic Media's own Dan Schaefer, author of The Recombobulation Area. He has been a very patient man. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
My money.